A restaurant. There are many fine restaurants in Beijing, and I have not been to all of them, but one I enjoyed is the home of Peking duck. It's called Qianmen Chuanjudo Roast Duck Restaurant and is famous in Beijing for being the oldest Peking duck restaurant. Many Chinese and foreigners go there, so one evening my friend and I went too. I expected a long wait, but luckily there was no queue, so we were able to take our seats straight away. Of course, we chose Peking duck and enjoyed the spectacle of the chef carving our duck into thin slices right by our table. We then wrapped these slivers in little round pancakes along with spring onions and a dark spicy sauce. Duck is quite a fattening food, and it does not take much for you to feel full. On the wall there is an electronic sign which flashes up the number of ducks served and eaten since the founding of the restaurant. I think this number runs into millions.
The role of computers. Computers are very useful in my life because I use them every day. In my office I have my own computer, and I use it all the time in my work. I sometimes get tired of looking at the screen all the time, but it is better than writing longhand. When I am at home, I mainly use computers for contacting my friends. I use email and messenger to do this, and I have a wide circle of friends I chat with. I also like to play games, and at the moment solitaire is my favorite. I also like listening to music, and find that there are a lot of music sites where I can download music by my favorite artists. I hate it when things go wrong with my computer, because I am barely computer literate. So then I have to ask my students to help me. In future, I would like to have a laptop, because its main advantage is that it is small and portable, and I can take it with me if I have to travel on business. I am quite happy with my computer, so I don't really want computers to develop that much now, because then I would have to keep buying a new one every 2 years.
The role of money. Of course, money plays an important role in my life, as we all cannot do without it. My major expenditure is for the rent of my flat. I suppose I spend a lot of money on eating out every month because I don't cook. I prefer to go to good restaurants as the food and service is better, and I don't mind paying the extra. I have my own computer, which cost about 6,000 RMB, but my students helped me to choose it, so it is a good one. Perhaps my mobile phone was a bit expensive, but I wanted a top-of-the-range one, which would last for a long time. I suppose I spend a lot of money on taxis, but they are far quicker than buses. To be honest, I tend to spend all my salary, but I am able to earn extra money by taking private teaching classes. I know I should save some of my salary every month, and perhaps one day I will. Money is not the most important thing in life, but we all need a certain amount in order to have a comfortable lifestyle.
The role of TV. Television is not important in my life right now because I rarely watch it. Although there are a lot of channels, I find most of the shows boring. I don't like the game shows, Beijing opera, or any kind of soap opera. I do sometimes like to watch the news if something dramatic or interesting has happened, but I mainly catch up on the news through the internet. When I was at school, I used to watch TV all the time, sometimes missing dinner to watch my favorite program. And when I started work, I would relax in the evening by sitting on the sofa in front of the television. Nowadays, I tend to use the TV as a means of watching DVDs. I have nearly 200, and usually watch at least one every night. The disadvantage of this is that I rarely go out at night, and I'm in danger of becoming a couch potato.
A school. Peking University, commonly called Beida, is the most famous liberal arts university in China. In 2001, after I got my bachelor's degree from Beijing Normal University, I succeeded in getting into Peking University as a master's student, majoring in regional economics, supervised by Professor Yang, the leading Chinese scholar in this area. That's where my dream starts from, because I've benefited from studying and working with the best professor and team in China. During my 3 years' study here, I have been closely involved with the business development planning of Haidian District as well as the city of Changsha. I have helped write a chapter of a book for my professor and done internships with the World Bank in Beijing and Washington. Beida is a small but beautiful campus with many attractive buildings and sites. Although I am very busy, in my spare time I like to go to Weiming Lake and relax by reading a book. In June this year, I finished my thesis and graduated.
A school trip. The school that I work for sometimes arranges special trips for the foreign teachers. One trip was a visit to the Ming Tombs. Early one morning, we boarded a minibus and set off on the 3-hour trip. There were about 8 of us, but I was the only Brit, with the rest being Americans. Arriving at the tombs, we explored the ones that were open and descended down into the depths. There was not a great deal to see, and once you have seen one tomb, then you have seen them all. Wandering around the car park, I came across a family group of Chinese having lunch on the grass. They generously invited me to join them, and I tried several different dishes, although some of them I was not used to, and therefore did not like. In the evening, we stopped for a meal at a restaurant, which was recommended by one of the locals. On the way home, we stopped by the roadside to buy some fruit from one of the many fruit sellers. It was dark by the time we got home, and we were all tired and exhausted. A nice trip, but a little too far away.
A scientific development. Nanoelectronics is a hot new field at the moment. This is the science of making things extremely small. Electronics have come a long way since Thomson's discovery of the electron in 1897. The invention of the transistor in 1947 established a new electronic industry, and the development of the computer led to a demand for smaller and smaller components. This opened the door wide for microtransistors and microelectronics. But these were not small enough, and so nanoelectronics came into being. The smaller some components became, the bigger the problems. Traditional concepts and present technology are severely challenged. For example, photolithography techniques have come close to their limits, and the reduction in wire size causes considerable enhancement of the effect of heat transmission. Scientists are now studying the laws of electron movements in order to develop the concept and fabrication technique of nanodevices.
A shop. Hamleys is one of the most famous toy shops in the world. It is located on Regent Street in the centre of London. The shop is now in a 6-floor building, and it is estimated that over 5 million people go there each year. The shop only sells all kinds of toys. Train sets, chess sets, toy soldiers, model ships, computer games, remote control cars, and, most famous of all, teddy bears. Hamleys has supplied toys to Royal Children since 1938. The best thing about Hamleys for many children, and maybe adults, is that you can play with many of the toys in the shop before you decide whether to buy them or not. Obviously, this policy ensures that the shop is almost always full of kids playing, and parents wondering how much credit they still have on their credit cards.
A short course. In the summer of 1998, I had just finished my first year at university. A friend, knowing that I wanted to be a teacher, suggested that I take a TESOL course. Now, I had never heard of this, but I soon found out that TESOL stood for Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages. There would be a special 5-week intensive course held in my university that summer, so I applied. There were a few difficulties before I even started the course. I had to find the money, pass an interview, and find somewhere to live. but these obstacles were soon overcome. We started the course at 9 in the morning, and there were different classes all day. About 20 students of different nationalities attended, including French and Chinese. We learned all about grammar and pronunciation and phonetics. But most important of all, we learned to teach. We had to prepare lesson plans and then give these lessons to international students who were learning English. At the end of the 5 weeks, it was a relief to know that we had all passed.
Something dangerous. I think that driving a car in Beijing is dangerous. China has the dubious honor of having the most car accidents in the world, and to me, most of them seem to happen in Beijing. It is quite common to travel the streets of Beijing and be caught up in a traffic jam caused by an accident. I have seen many such accidents where drivers have just driven into the car ahead. Most accidents seem to happen when cars overtake or are changing lanes. In Britain, we have an overtaking lane, and it is illegal to overtake on the inside. But here in Beijing, all lanes are regarded as being available for overtaking. Cars will overtake on the outside, inside, and indeed any side. What makes this worse is that drivers rarely indicate their intentions of changing lanes, and inevitably, accidents happen. This is why I won't drive in Beijing and prefer to let others do the driving. I'm not the only one to think this way. I have many friends who won't drive here because of the danger that they may have an accident.
Something exciting. When I was at university, I used to play paintball with a large group of friends. Paintball is rather like playing war games. You dress in military-style clothes and run around shooting each other with guns that fire small balls of paint, hence the name, paintball. On either Saturday or Sunday, we would get up early and drive out into the countryside to the paintball site. There, those of us who had our own equipment would put it on. The others would rent theirs from the site operators. Apart from the clothes and gun, everyone had to wear goggles to protect their eyes. More experienced players usually had a mask to cover the whole of their face, as getting shot there was quite painful. Then we divided into two teams and went to our part of the combat zone. Each team had a flag, which was fixed to a tree at head height. The objective was to capture the other team's flag and bring it back to the place where your flag was located. If you were shot, you were out of the game. Each game lasted a maximum of 20 minutes, so you had to be quick to get out, find the enemy, flag, grab it, and return. It was very exciting and really got your heart pounding as you ran through a wood or across open ground, getting shot at and occasionally shooting back, hoping to hit someone and not get hit yourself.
Something you own. My mobile is really important and useful for me. I carry it around with me everywhere and feel lost without it if I sometimes forget it. I never used to have one when I was in England, but I find them really essential here in China. A lot of people have business cards, and having your mobile number on it helps people to be able to contact you. I often do some part-time work, so having a mobile means that I am contactable. I first bought one last year. I went with a student and we chose a Panasonic. Then I had to choose a number, put some money in it, and then it was ready to use. This year I bought a new one. I had plenty of money, so I decided to buy the best I could. Again I took a student with me, and he recommended Motorola to me after checking out different models on the internet. It probably has a lot of functions that I will never use, but it is modern and it looks good.
A sport. Perhaps the only sport I watch on a regular basis is football. I never played it at school, but I did play it at university. Football is probably the most popular sport in England, and there are many teams to choose from, but most fans support their local team. Coming from Leeds, it is natural for me to support Leeds United, and so I would look forward to watching live games on TV at the local pub. Now, Leeds have some skillful young players, so they are always exciting to watch. They have been among the top five in the Premiership over the last 4 or 5 years, but recently they have not been doing well. In fact, they have been so bad that last season they were relegated and most of their best players sold. I still watch football, but prefer to watch my national team instead. However, England do not seem to be playing any better than Leeds.
A sporting event.
As I like football, I have enjoyed watching Euro 2004. Naturally, being English, I've supported England and was looking forward to seeing England do well. As this tournament is held every 4 years, it provides a great opportunity for our players to show how good they are and also prepares the team for the World Cup, which is held 2 years later. England has established stars like David Beckham and Michael Owen, but they were eclipsed by a rising new star, teenager Wayne Rooney. As I live in Beijing, which is 7 hours ahead of European time, I had to watch the matches early in the morning. I particularly enjoyed watching England play the host nation Portugal, and after extra time it finished 2-2. Then it was down to penalties. Now, England have never done well in penalty shootouts, and Euro 2004 was no exception. Captain David Beckham blasted the ball over the crossbar, and soon England were out of the competition. From that moment on, my interest in Euro 2004 waned, and I never watched another match. It was the same in England. TV viewing figures slumped as fans switched to Wimbledon instead. Sports facilities. Beijing has many sports facilities, mirroring its central role as China's capital. Here, you are able to play golf, tennis, swim, practice archery, and go bag trekking. There are many international standard sports stadiums, and health and fitness clubs abound. Perhaps unique to Beijing are the exercise yards which have sprung up all over the city. These are areas alongside roads or by apartment blocks where brightly coloured exercise bars can be found. Beijingers like to exercise, and about 5.5 million residents regularly exercise. There are nearly 3,000 sports grounds where they can carry out their morning and evening exercises. With the coming of the Olympics in 2008, many new Olympic standard facilities will be built, which will be open to Beijing residents after the Games close.
A strange or unusual place. A strange place that I know is Iceland. This is an island in northwestern Europe that was first settled by the Vikings. Although a large island, it is mainly covered with glacial ice and rock, making it largely uninhabited. Yet many of the early Viking settlers preferred it to their own homelands. It is a popular place with tourists who like to visit the glaciers, and especially the hot springs that gush out of the frozen earth. Out of a population numbering more than 280,000, half live in the capital, Reykjavik, and its neighbouring towns in the southwest. Iceland is a hotspot of volcanic and geothermal activity. 30 post-glacial volcanoes have erupted in the past 2 centuries, and natural hot water supplies much of the population with cheap, pollution-free heating. Rivers, too, are harnessed to provide inexpensive hydroelectric power. The Icelanders still speak the language of the Vikings, although modern Icelandic has undergone changes of pronunciation and, of course, vocabulary. Iceland is alone in upholding another Norse tradition, i.e. the custom of using patronymics rather than surnames. An Icelander's Christian name is followed by his or her father's name and the suffix son. Members of a family can therefore have many different surnames, which sometimes causes confusion to foreigners.
A subject. I can still clearly remember the first chemistry experiment of my life, the decomposition of potassium permanganate for the production of oxygen. The moment I put a dying lighted matchstick over the test tube, The stick instantly burst into flames. So did my interest in chemistry. Ever since, I became extremely passionate about reading chemistry books and executing chemistry experiments to quench my eternal thirst for chemical knowledge. By the end of the first semester of my first year at high school, I had already read through all the available chemistry course books and finished all the experiments required for high school studies. My immersion in chemistry experiments made a deep impression on my chemistry teacher, Mr. Wang, who was also in charge of the chemistry lab. He presented the lab keys to me so that I could do my experiments any time I wanted.
A teacher. Apart from my parents, probably the most influential people in our lives are teachers. I have had many teachers in my life, some memorable, some instantly forgettable, some strict, some laid back, some funny, some severe, some knowledgeable and excellent, and some indifferent. One of the best teachers I remember taught at the local university, and I attended his English literature class in the evenings. He was a slim man in his early 30s, and he wore glasses. There were about 12 or 14 students in his class, and we examined the works of writers such as Shakespeare and Dickens, but also modern writers like David Lodge. In his classes, he emphasized that the best way to understand an author and his book was to read it several times. He patiently taught us and encouraged us to read the books as much as possible. I have found that he was right. In doing this, I have learned far more from a book than by a casual reading. I have continued to do this over the years and have encouraged my students to do the same.
A TV program. The TV program that I watch the most is called CSI and is an American program. CSI stands for Crime Scene Investigation, who are an elite team of police forensic evidence investigation experts working their cases in Las Vegas. There are 5 members in the squad: Dr. Jill Grissom and Catherine, Warren, Nick and Sarah. Each week there is a mystery that can only be solved using the latest forensic and scientific technology and quirky leaps in logic. The medical scenes can be quite gruesome, but I enjoy watching the plot unravel and try to guess who or how the crime was done. It introduces the latest techniques in forensics and shows that even though a crime cannot be stopped, the criminal certainly can be. As I watch the show each week, I have got to know each of the characters quite well, as their personal lives are often introduced into the show.
The way you work. Study is one area where I could improve. I can't say that I'm very efficient in using my time well. I don't plan ahead or make out a timetable, so obviously this is one thing that I need to do. Sometimes I can work for long hours without taking a break, whilst at other times I find it difficult to concentrate on my studies for more than a few minutes. I know that courses in study skills are available at my university, and I have taken some, but they do not seem to sink in. I know what I should do, but don't take the right course of action. One of my biggest problems lies in note-taking. I have to read an enormous amount of books for my course, and this means that I should have some system of recording what I read. I could always ask my classmates how they have solved this problem and take my cue from them. If I can improve my study skills, then my work will improve, and then I will do better in my exams, which is what I want.
The weather. I live in Beijing, which is near the east coast of China. It has 4 seasons in a year, unlike some parts of China which only have 1. In summer it is really hot, and most Beijingers use umbrellas. This summer has been quite unusual in that it has rained a lot. Most people like autumn best. As autumn follows summer, the weather is cooler and it makes it easier to walk the streets. In winter, it gets really cold and often snows, although the snowfalls are not heavy. Spring is a nice season, when the weather starts to get warm after a cold winter. Everything comes back to life, and flowers bloom and green leaves appear to give a colourful appearance to the streets and parks. There are just two drawbacks to spring. First, it is too short and is practically over before you know it. Second, there are sandstorms which threaten the capital with their clouds of dust bringing tears to the eyes and driving pedestrians off the street.
Your favourite actor or actress? My favourite actor is the well-known Hong Kong and Hollywood star Jackie Chan. I first saw him in a Hong Kong movie several years ago and liked his fast-action kung fu and funny slapstick comedy routines. He started to become more and more well-known and appeared in several Hollywood films. My favourite is Shanghai Knights, where he continues his partnership with Owen Wilson and travels to England to avenge his father's death and recover a stolen treasure. I once showed this film to my students in Tsinghua, and they laughed and cheered throughout the film. In his latest movie, he co-stars with British actor Steve Coogan in Round the World in 80 Days. I was disappointed with this film because there was very little action and even less comedy. The film critics did not like it either, and it bombed at the box office.
Your home. I have an apartment in the Haidian district. I got one of my Chinese friends to help me find it. My requirements were that it should have two bedrooms and be near to my office. Finally, I found one, and a few days later I moved in. It is on the first floor of a 25-story high block of flats. There is a security door at the front entrance, so I need a special pass card. It has a nice wooden floor throughout and a large living room. The owners left most of their furniture, so I didn't have to buy much. I use one of the bedrooms as my study, where I work on my computer. One good thing about my flat is that there is air conditioning in every room. The kitchen is a little small, but as I hardly ever cook, that is not a problem. There are several blocks of flats in the area, so there are many people coming and going. Car parking seems to be a big problem, as many of the residents have cars, but there is no underground parking provided, so they have to park wherever they can, and sometimes this leads to cars being blocked in. There are many small shops and restaurants in the area, so I look forward to enjoying my 1 year stay here.
Your ideal home. My ideal home would be a penthouse flat somewhere in the city centre. I like the idea of living on the top of a building, because then I would have tremendous views of Beijing. I would choose a building which has a lift, as I would not like to walk up all those stairs. The apartment should have at least two floors, as then the first floor could be given over to living space, whilst the second floor would be for sleeping. It would be nice to have a large living room with a commanding view over the neighbourhood. There should be at least two bedrooms and a study, and two bathrooms would be nice, just in case I have visitors. I would furnish it with traditional Chinese furniture, even though this is not popular nowadays. I think that if I had such a flat, I would stay at home more and invite friends around more often. I hope that I can find such a flat for less than $5,000 a month, although if I had enough money, I would consider buying.
Youth culture. Youth culture in China just means the kind of things Chinese young people like to do and be involved in. You will find that it is more modern and up-to-date in the cities, especially Beijing and Shanghai, than in remote areas like the countryside and the west of China. In the cities, they like the latest fashions and will often go shopping in the big new malls or search out the trendiest or newest clothes shops. Lots of new shops and bars have appeared, not only in the city centre, but near the universities, as students seem to have more money to spend. Western music is very popular, as are most Western things, such as Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's, which are always crowded. Obviously, there is a generation gap, and young people don't like to play mahjong or drink tea like their parents do. They prefer to play on their computers and drink Coca-Cola. More and more young people like to go to bars to hang out with their friends or make new ones rather than staying at home with their parents. I think that this is normal and part of growing up and establishing your own identity.